Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Then you've come to the right place. You're listening to the My Accountant Handles That podcast, presented by The Quantify Group, the podcast that covers all aspects of running the financial side of your business. And now, your hosts, longtime CPAs, Dave Ashworth and Alex Steinberg.
Welcome to the My Accountant Handles That podcast. I am your co-host. This is episode number one, and I am pumped. I'm here with my other co-host, my business partner, and fellow Philadelphia Eagles fan, Alex Steinberg. Alex, we're here at the podcast.
Finally here after all these years.
I know. We've been I feel like we've been talking about doing this for a long time. Starting a podcast. Yeah, we both have done other podcasts for other things. And we have a lot of these conversations every day. And we just felt like talking about them, bringing on some people who have some influence, who can give business owners more information on running the financial side of their business, can just be really helpful. So we're going to keep it light. We're going to keep it conversational, but hopefully we're going to bring some value and bring some really good information. So why don't we start? Since a lot of people listening probably don't know who we are, why don't we just start with some background? So why don't you start with, talk about your background a little bit and what led you to this point in your career?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I grew up my whole life in Wilmington, Delaware, went to school, University of Delaware. I didn't really know what I wanted to do in college. I knew I was good at math. I liked anything to do with math, which is my thing. I took my first accounting class, and not to sound too dorky, I guess. I don't know the word.
We're accountants.
I know. I immediately loved it. I was trying to think of a better word than dorky, but I knew that was how I wanted to go, take my path. And, you know, shortly after I took a couple classes, I knew I wanted to do this on my own one day. I didn't know how that was going to look, but and now we're here. I mean, I worked at a lot of different firms, you know, small, mid-sized, large. You know, I learned a lot of different things in tax and accounting. And you know, you called me out of nowhere one day and said, let's do this. And it took me a little bit of time, but, you know, I knew it was the right move. And here we are now, 8 years later.
Yeah, here we are. It's crazy. It's crazy to think that it was 8 years ago, man. So time flies, man.
It's wild.
It is. That's awesome, though. Obviously, you have a ton of good experience in public accounting for a while, all types of firms that people would know. We met at Kreischer Miller.
Right.
And but then obviously we've been doing this for 8 years. But yeah, why don't I dive in quickly, talk about my background a little bit, then we'll talk about just who the Quantify Group is. We'll talk about what this podcast is about, type of things we're going to talk about. Then we'll wrap it up, and then going forward we'll have some awesome guests on. So I have a similar story. I went to school for accounting. I went to Widener University. Ever since I was in high school, I always wanted to own my own business. And I've always had an interest in businesses and how people start them. And I've always been pretty good at math as well. And so the financial side of it is what I was attracted to. So accounting just made sense, to go into accounting. And so I did an internship at Kreischer Miller, which is where I met Alex. And then after I graduated college, I went back and worked there for 3 years, mainly doing tax work there, but kind of a mishmash of things, some audit work, some accounting work, some different things. And I really enjoyed the work there. It was fun to do. Then when we left, Alex and I were, started the Quantify Group. It was under a different name then, but when we started the Quantify Groups, we were doing a lot of tax work. And then we just kind of felt like we weren't really building relationships with anybody. We were just kind of pumping out tax returns and not really bringing a lot of value to our clients. And so we really wanted to create something that we enjoyed doing, but we felt that would bring a lot of value to specifically like the small to medium sized business community. And we felt like there was a pretty big gap in businesses that had a bookkeeper level person. And then kind of the next level up was your controller CFO, and that middle ground, those middle ground companies that needed more than a bookkeeper. They needed some expertise. They needed somebody in their corner that could really help them understand the financial side of their business. That's the role that we really wanted to fill. And so that's when we kind of took the Quantify group from just like tax prep business to more of like an outsourced controller CFO practice. And that's what we've been doing for the past 6 years. And it's been awesome. I don't know about you, but I love being able to help business owners understand the financial side of things and really, you know, help propel growth for them as they build their businesses.
Yeah, we had so many success stories over the past couple of years here. You know, we've taken companies from zero to, you know, where they're at now. I mean, we can go in tons of detail here, but yeah, there's so much success and it just feels good to be a part of that. We're part of the team, even though we're only, I guess you would say part-time, but we're in there in the business's life and the owner's life every single day, more or less. I mean, we answer questions and things come up and we do the monthly close and give financials. We have discussions, you know, we're just tax too. I mean, obviously that's part of it. Tax planning, tax compliance. We're just there through all the steps throughout the year. Yeah. So it's just, instead of once a year, we say, hey, how you doing? What happened? We're here and proactive and figuring out, oh, something happened yesterday. Well, let's go, you know, or we plan ahead of a time for a transaction. So we can get things. Right. It's just a better, it's a better model, better formula, I guess, for small business owners who are kind of lost out there. You know, they don't know what X, Y, and Z transaction is going to translate to their taxes or to their bottom line. You know, it's just, we're there for them immediately instead of once a year.
Right. You know? Yeah. Yeah. We love that. And as you can probably quickly tell, we're, you know, we're accountants, we're CPAs. We kind of went through the whole public accounting thing, but, you know, I feel like we're a little bit different than a lot of other accountants, you know, just with the way that we approach things, the way that we interact with our clients, the relational side of things. I mean, just like the podcast and the name of the podcast, you know, we're just do things a little bit different. Like, we like to have fun and we love to build relationships. And that's something that's really just, it's just really important to us.
Right. I agree.
Yeah. So that's kind of some background on us, you and I, a little bit about the company. I want to talk briefly just about the podcast and some of the things that we're going to try to accomplish by doing this. I know we've talked about it for a while. Like I said before, the main goal of this podcast was to bring just solid financial information that business owners can use to get a better understanding of the financial side of their business. You know, we talk about like financial health is something that we talk about all the time, and kind of diagnosing things and understanding what's going on in your business. And the goal is to kind of have all different people come in and shed some light on that. So you and I are going to have conversations about different things. We're going
right.
to, you know, all sorts of things, but then we're going to have business owners come in who have no relation to accounting at all. And we're going to kind of get their perspective on things. Some, you know, a lot of them are going to be really successful in their business. So we're going to hear their story and what things led to their success from a financial standpoint, and get their take on things, which I think is really important to get different points of view when you're talking about a topic and not just focus in on like you and I talking, right? We're going to get outside people. And then we're also going to get people that are prominent in the accounting industry, that they're leading the charge in certain things, whether that's people who are, you know, high up in public accounting firms that can shed some light on things, or people who are running really successful CFO practices or whatever it might be. We're going to kind of bring all of these different minds together in hopes ultimately just to drive value for people that are listening to this. So pretty excited about it.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah. It should be really good. So we have a lot of really good guests coming up, really good guests lined up that we're excited about. Our first one, I'm not going to tell you who it is yet, but it's a really good friend of ours. Someone that takes our energy, if we combine our energy together, his energy would be about 10 times more than ours.
I think more than 10.
Yeah, it's crazy, but it's someone that we've known for a long time. He's had a lot of success in business, and I'm really excited just to get his take on the financial side of things. So it should be good. Should be good. So yeah, we're just going to keep this one short today. This is just kind of an introduction into it. Moving forward, we're going to really start to dive into some different topics and different things. But today we just wanted to kind of give an introduction on Alex and I, Quantify Group, what the podcast is going to be talking about, And then, you know, the goal is to do hopefully one of these a week. I know it's pretty ambitious, but that's the goal, and that's what we're going to be going for. So should be good. Should be good. So, well, that's all I got for this one. I don't know if you have anything else that you want to add in here for today or anything else you want to talk about. If not, we'll just kind of wrap up and just get ready for some guests.
Just go Eagles.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's not been the ideal start. Hopefully our Eagles conversations get better during the next podcast and maybe the next one. Maybe next one we'll be talking about a win, hopefully. We're going to be in a lot of trouble. But yeah,
we might not be talking about them at all.
I know. Yeah, we might not be talking about it at all. But as you'll soon find out, Alex and I are, I would say we're diehard Philadelphia sports fans, just across the board. Typical 4 for 4. So we will definitely be touching on some Philly sports stuff as we go. If you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, you could turn this off. We won't be offended because we are not the biggest fan of Dallas Cowboys fans, but yeah, it should be fun. Like I said, we're going to try to keep it light, keep it fun. So just a little bit of information. This podcast is going to be on all the major platforms. It's going to be on Spotify. It's going to be on, I guess it's the iTunes. I don't know. It's the podcast app on iPhones. And it's going to be on a bunch of other platforms. We're also really ramping up our content on all our social media. So Facebook, be sure to like our Facebook page. We put out new videos every week, new articles, all sorts of good stuff. LinkedIn is the same. So be sure to connect with Alex and I on LinkedIn, but then also our company page, because we're constantly posting new content on there. And this podcast is just one piece of content. So be sure to follow us on there. And then hopefully we'll have a new podcast out every week for you guys to listen to. And that can really bring some value to your business. So,
oh, one more thing.
Yep.
Feel free to email, call us, do anything you want with regards to questions, and we'll be happy to answer them on here.
Yeah, absolutely. We love helping people. We're not the salesy type. Like, if you have a question and we can help you out, we're going to help you out. Like, we love doing that stuff. So feel free to reach out anytime. Email, Facebook, LinkedIn, text message, whatever, phone call, reach us anywhere. We're available, pretty much all the time. So that's all I got. This is a short one. This will probably be the shortest one, but I wanted to at least kick it off, get it started, give the people some information. And I'm excited to get rolling with this.
Yeah, let's go.
Perfect. Perfect. Listen, thank you for listening. Be sure, like I said, to like us on Facebook, follow us on LinkedIn, and then look out for new podcasts, as we should be posting one new one every single week. Thank you guys, and we will talk to you in the next one. Thanks for listening to the My Accountant Handles That podcast. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on LinkedIn at The Quantify Group for more awesome content related to running the financial side of your business. We'll talk to you in the next one.